Fremont Public Schools Superintendent Mark Shepherd joins us once again on this Thursday morning. Nice. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And looks like we're going to have a great day.
Oh, my gosh. I know. These days keep coming. And numbers, how are we looking? I know things have been going down, right?
They have. And our numbers continue to improve. I think yesterday we had 11 students out and one staff member out due to a positive COVID test. Our other numbers related to overall illnesses and students out due to quarantine have also reduced greatly.
You think the weather's had an effect on that too?
I think it definitely has. I think the more that people can get outside, it's pretty easy to social distance outside. And I think that's part of it. I think kind of the Omicron variant working its way through, you know, some of the early predictions were it wasn't going to go the same route as Delta. That if you recall, Delta kind of rose rather quickly and then tapered off pretty fast. Mm-hmm. And they really predicted that that was not going to be the case with Omicron, but it looks like it pretty much followed suit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And with that, yesterday you did change the protocols.
We did. We moved back to our standard COVID-19 protocol. A couple of the biggest changes I would say is that we'll no longer be taking temperatures for entry into our facilities. And no longer requiring masks on district-owned, leased, and chartered vehicles. Yeah. Other than that, the rest of the protocol kind of stays the same. We definitely want people to social distance to the degree that they can when they're in our facilities. Obviously, if you're sick, you need to stay home. If you're waiting for test results, you need to stay home. And if you have a fever above 100 degrees, you need to stay home until you're 24 hours fever free. And that's still one of our challenges because the cases that we have had in particular that kind of look like a school type spread have been because somebody came to school sick.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. A lot of activities still continuing, though. We're making our way through the year, right?
We are. We have the Heartland Athletic Conference swim meet this week. That'll be Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The divers go down to Lincoln Southeast on Thursday, which is today. And then tomorrow and Saturday, they'll be at the Dillon Family Aquatic Center here at the Fremont YMCA. It's exciting. We've been able to host that event since the Aquatic Center opened up. And by far the best venue, not only in eastern Nebraska, but really I think anywhere from maybe Chicago all the way to Denver. And so it just provides a great opportunity. Precursor to the state meet, it's a big meet feel, and our athletes get an opportunity to compete right here in our own facility.
Yeah, it sure does make it nice. And they usually have some pretty good times as they head for state then in just another couple weeks. So
absolutely.
This week, boy, the bowling team did some good things. They had some great results.
Unbelievable. Yeah, you know, Fremont has some really good bowlers right now, and that's been fun. We had three girls that medaled in bowling in the individual competition on Monday. The team ended up placing third. They were very close, but placed third in the team championships on Tuesday. And, I mean, when I say very close, they were right there.
Yeah.
Could have been in that championship round.
Lindsay Holy Family beat them early.
They did. And then
it came all the way back.
Couldn't get by them the second time.
Darn it.
Yeah. But we did have some individual medalists as well. So on Monday, we had Karina Capron finish third. Haley Bates finished fourth, and Lexi Montoya finished eighth.
Yeah, nice job, girls. Yeah, yeah,
really good.
And
on the boys' side, we also had Alexander Reason. He was our lone medalist, and he finished up seventh. So, you know, congratulations to all of the individuals and to their teams for just another great bowling season. And, you know, I know earlier this month we had the Unified bowling team in. They
right.
were state champions
yeah.
this year. And, you know, that's just an unbelievable event. That's an unbelievable program where we couple students with intellectual disabilities along with students without intellectual disabilities. Mm-hmm. And it just forms some bonds that last forever and friendships that last forever. And they've just been a talented group.
Yeah, big thanks to Terry Sinovic over at 30 Bowl. Very accommodating for all those teams.
Absolutely.
Pink Out also coming this weekend. This is a big night for basketball and for anybody who's there, really.
It is, and it's just a great community event. We encourage the community to come out and not just support our student athletes, but more importantly, way more importantly, support the cause, which mm-hmm. this year. All the proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society, Nebraska chapter. A couple of things about the game that are a little bit different. They will be back-to-back games. So the boys varsity team will play at 4 o'clock.
And okay.
That's the same time that the JV girls will play over in the middle gym. And then the girls varsity game will be at 5:45. And at that time in the middle gym, the boys JV team will be playing. Two other things to note. We don't allow passes for this event. It's only a $2 admission.
Right. The admission is down.
Yeah. And all those proceeds go to the fundraiser. So that's really good. There'll be a raffle. Just a lot of activities. And a lot of individuals have been involved in this. Heidi Moran did a great job again of organizing this event. And as I mentioned, it's not about basketball. There will be some games going on, obviously, but it's really about awareness about cancer. It's also, you know, a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so we just encourage anyone that can come to get out on Saturday, 4 o'clock for the boys' varsity game and the girls' JV game, 5:45 for the girls' varsity game and the boys' JV game. This one will be broadcast on News Channel Nebraska.
Okay.
So we don't get too many of those a year.
Yeah.
Typically, we get one away game and maybe a home game sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so this will be on Saturday broadcast there. So if you can't get out, it gives you an opportunity. But we really encourage you to come out, be part of the festivities, and enjoy the afternoon.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of giveaways. I know Heidi ran through the whole list of things that are going to be happening. So chances to win some really cool things.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And she did want me to remind everyone that if you ordered a T-shirt, they'll be available at the high school tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. If you have questions, you can call Heidi Moran at 402-727-3965.
All right. Very good. Well, thank you. I think that's about it.
That is about it.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy the weather, and we'll continue on. And hopefully, I know you're still continuing on with planning with the bond issue and everything, and making
sure.
We
have a meeting this morning. We'll be spending time again with the architects. We did some interviews earlier in the week in regard to construction manager at risk. So we'll be bringing forward a proposal on Monday night. And that's for the high school renovations and the CTE building. Had great interest in that, and all indications during the interview with the construction managers is that there's going to be a lot of interest by our subcontractors. So that's exciting. It'll give us really the best bang for our buck, and we'll have very quality products when we're done.
For sure, for sure.